Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to hear from Marcia Slycord at the Pella Police Department. She's going to tell us about the tornado drill that happened statewide today at 10 o'clock. And she's also going to talk about preparing for a tornado.
All right. Well, Marcia, on Wednesday, there's going to be a statewide tornado drill going on, and the Pella Police Department is going to be participating in that drill. But first, can you tell me what the drill is and what's going to happen and why we're having this drill?
Well, the National Weather Service on an annual basis wants to make communities and citizens aware of a plan in the event of an actual tornado warning. So this is a great opportunity for residents to take a look at their own plan when they're at home during a tornado warning. What would you do in the event of a tornado? So it's a good chance to review a plan, review it with your families. We are all working and busy, and sometimes those things be put back on the back plate. So we want to give this opportunity to bring it to the forefront, a great opportunity to just make everyone aware what to do during a tornado, to keep everyone safe, obviously.
So what's going to happen tomorrow? Are the sirens are going to go off?
Yes, they will. The National Weather Service, just similar to an actual tornado, will issue, first of all, a mock tornado watch. And then after 15-ish minutes, they will issue an actual mock tornado warning. And at that point, we will follow suit and we'll activate the sirens. The 8 sites will be activated, and the sirens will run for a 90-ish second duration. It's a monotone siren that just continues to sound for that time period. And that's during an actual tornado warning what we will do. After a few minutes, then the National Weather Service, and I reiterate again, even during an actual tornado warning, when the National Weather Service indicates that the quote-unquote threat has passed Marion County, they will issue an all clear. And at that point, then we activate the air horn. And so, again, this is similar to an actual tornado, so there's minutes of duration in between each siren.
So walk me through what happens at the police department when you get the warning about a tornado. You get the warning from the National Weather Service, and then what's the next step?
We get the warning from the National Weather Service, and the communications specialist on duty at the police department begins the process of activating the tornado sirens. As well, there are other things that are going on in the police department. We also have an indoor warning system that any businesses or healthcare facilities that have a what we would call a plectron, which is a radio that receives our signal and tells people in buildings, again, if they have this radio equipment, that there is a tornado warning that's been issued. The other thing my staff is trying to complete is to get another communications person in here to help. During that time, we field a lot of phone calls from residents or so that aren't familiar with what's going on. So again, I reiterate that to take the opportunity tomorrow to listen and work through a plan.
So if there were a tornado, do the officers stay on the street? Are they out warning people to take shelter, or are they taking shelter themselves?
It depends on what's going on. If there are calls for service, they're out in their patrol cars. They will monitor the weather conditions because we can report those to the National Weather Service, so they can indicate to the counties or communities in the path of the storm, what's happening here and what they can anticipate. Sometimes the storm isn't as great of an event as what the radar is indicating, and vice versa. It can be worse. So the National Weather Service, even with all their equipment, still relies on our information being fed to them.
And we talked a little bit before about you're not the ones making the call on these warnings, and you field a lot of calls from people asking, oh, hey, is the warning over? It looks like it's passed, but they need to wait for the National Weather Service to make that call.
That's correct. We obviously, if everyone would make a decision on what should and shouldn't be done, there wouldn't be consistency. That's why we all rely on that National Weather Service tornado warning, the all clear. So it is not the police department that's making those decisions. The things I can encourage are citizens to listen, you know, turn on KNIA and listen to their weather updates. They do a great job letting the community and residents know what's going on. Make sure you've got batteries in those radios and tune to them and listen for the all clear and any weather updates as they become available, because, you know, that's a great resource. Again, we rely on the National Weather Service to maintain consistency. As for businesses, what to do with your patrons, make certain that you have a plan. I've had some businesses call during a tornado and ask what we should do with our, you know, the people that were here to eat supper and things like that. Make sure you have a plan. If you need assistance with that, give me a call at the police department, and we can direct you to some resources that can help with that. If you don't have to, please don't call the police department, because we're trying to take care of emergencies as they arise.
Yeah, well, thanks very much for talking with me today, Marcia.
You are certainly welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where Marcia Slycords told us about today's statewide tornado drill and about preparing for severe weather. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official WeatherEye Meteorologist forecast is next.